American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 4D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to these dialogues. They contain reported present perfect. Listen. Number 1.
Has the party been canceled?
No, but it's been postponed until next Friday.
What did Jack ask about the party?
He asked if the party had been canceled.
Number 2.
Has Monday been declared a holiday?
I think so.
What did Jack ask about Monday?
He asked if Monday had been declared a holiday.
Number 3.
Carl has moved to San Francisco.
Oh, really?
What did Jack say about Carl?
He said he had moved to San Francisco.
Number 4.
Where has Bill traveled this year?
He's been to Egypt and Turkey.
What did Jack ask about Bill?
He asked where Bill had traveled this year.
Number 5.
How long has Fred worked there?
For about 10 years.
What did Jack ask?
He asked how long Fred had worked there.
Now listen to the dialogues again. This time, when the question is asked about what someone has said, answer the question by reading the answer in the figure. Number 1.
Has the party been canceled?
No, but it's been postponed until next Friday.
What did Jack ask about the party?
Repeat. He asked if the party had been canceled.
Number 2.
Has Monday been declared a holiday?
I think so.
What did Jack ask about Monday?
Repeat. He asked if Monday had been declared a holiday.
Number 3.
Carl has moved to San Francisco.
Oh, really?
What did Jack say about Carl?
Repeat. He said he had moved to San Francisco.
Number 4.
Where has Bill traveled this year?
He's been to Egypt and Turkey.
What did Jack ask about Bill?
Repeat. He asked where Bill had traveled this year.
Number 5.
How long has Fred worked there?
For about 10 years.
What did Jack ask?
Repeat. He asked how long Fred had worked there.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen and complete the sentence that reports what someone has said. Listen to the example.
I haven't gone to the library yet.
What did John say?
He said that he hadn't gone to the library yet.
Now listen and complete the sentences that report what someone has said. Write on the lines provided. Number one.
My friend has borrowed my book.
What did John say?
Number two.
Everyone has taken the test.
What did the instructor tell you?
Number three.
Has anyone done the homework yet?
What did Bob ask the class?
Number four.
Where have you put the books?
What did Mr. Smith ask you?
Number five.
Has anyone called the doctor?
What did Jim ask?
Number six.
How many people have signed up for the tour?
What did the instructor ask the class?
Now let's check what you have written. Listen and check your answers. Number one.
My friend has borrowed my book.
What did John say?
He said that his friend had borrowed his book. Repeat. He said that his friend had borrowed his book.
Number two.
Everyone has taken the test.
What did the instructor tell you?
He told us that everyone had taken the test. Repeat. He told us that everyone had taken the test.
Number three.
Has anyone done the homework yet?
What did Bob ask the class?
He asked the class if anyone had done the homework yet. Repeat. He asked the class if anyone had done the homework yet.
Number four.
Where have you put the books?
What did Mr. Smith ask you?
He asked me where I had put the books. Repeat. He asked me where I had put the books.
Number five.
Has anyone called the doctor?
What did Jim ask?
He asked if anyone had called the doctor. Repeat. He asked if anyone had called the doctor.
Number six.
How many people have signed up for the tour?
What did the instructor ask the class?
He asked the class how many people had signed up for the tour. Repeat. He asked the class how many people had signed up for the tour.
Look at figure three. This is a dictation exercise. You will hear a paragraph three times. The first time, just listen to the paragraph. The second time, write the paragraph. The third time, check your work. Now listen.
My brother doesn't own a gun, but he went hunting. His weapon was his camera. He hunted for birds and small animals. When he saw them, he would watch them closely and take pictures as they ate, looked for food, made their homes, or played together. He got some beautiful pictures and enjoyed his hunting trip.
Now listen to the paragraph again and write it. Listen.
My brother doesn't own a gun. But he went hunting. His weapon was his camera. He hunted for birds and small animals. When he saw them, he would watch them closely and take pictures as they ate, looked for food, made their homes, or played together. He got some beautiful pictures and enjoyed his hunting trip.
Listen to the paragraph again and check your work.
My brother doesn't own a gun, but he went hunting. His weapon was his camera. He hunted for birds and small animals. When he saw them, he would watch them closely and take pictures as they ate, looked for food, made their homes, or played together. He got some beautiful pictures and enjoyed his hunting trip.
Turn to the answer page for this tape after lab and check the paragraph you wrote. Now, listen to some security policemen discuss their training with firearms.
As a member of the security police, how much training have you had in the use of firearms?
We get, when we first come into the military, everyone gets a basic training of your weapon and how to use your weapon, how to sight your weapon, and how to fire your weapon, and know the parts to your weapon, how to take it apart and put it back together. We do go through extensive training once we go through Security Police Academy. Then we learn how to use different types of weapons, how to take those weapons apart, clean them, and know each weapon has a different range and how to fire it.
In the Marine Corps, we learn about our weapons from day two of boot camp. We're taught that our weapons are our best friends. That's the most important thing to a Marine is his weapon.
That's interesting.
Look at figure 4 and listen to a portion of the discussion. Fill in the missing words. You will hear the passage 3 times. Listen.
We get, when we first come into the military, everyone gets a basic training of your weapon and how to use your weapon, how to sight your weapon, and how to fire your weapon, and know the parts to your weapon, how to take it apart and put it back together. We do go through extensive training once we go through Security Police Academy. Then we learn how to use different types of weapons, how to take those weapons apart, clean them, and know each weapon has a different range and how to fire it.
Listen again.
We get, when we first come into the military, everyone gets a basic training of your weapon and how to use your weapon, how to sight your weapon, and how to fire your weapon, and know the parts to your weapon, how to take it apart and put it back together. We do go through extensive training once we go through Security Police Academy. Then we learn how to use different types of weapons, how to take those weapons apart, clean them, and know each weapon has a different range and how to fire it.
Listen again and check what you wrote.
We get, when we first come into the military, everyone gets a basic training of your weapon and how to use your weapon, how to sight your weapon, and how to fire your weapon, and know the parts to your weapon, how to take it apart and put it back together. We do go through extensive training once we go through Security Police Academy. Then we learn how to use different types of weapons, how to take those weapons apart, clean them, and know each weapon has a different range and how to fire it.
You can see the passage on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 4D, book 22.